Seeing beauty with words, awakening the soul. This is the course that I'm giving to you. I welcome you. In introducing it, I want to add a personal note. Recently, we watched the Cathedral of Notre Dame burn. We watched beauty burn. We watched the spiritual home of millions burn. And we listened to President Emmanuel Macron. We will rebuild Notre Dame. Beauty will survive. And in so doing, may it unite all of us anew in this turbulent world as we come together, peoples of all faiths. Beauty has always been a doorway to the spiritual world. When we contemplate beauty, we lift our wings, we awaken our souls. In this course, we'll follow the path of poets, writers, mystics, as they celebrate beauty. They'll show us the way. We'll add our own voices to honor beauty and to listen to its call to protect our planet, to be caretakers of creation. There'll be four parts to the course. First, we'll look at how beauty has been honored over the centuries, from the hymns 3000 before the Common Era to Inanna, all the way up to Rilke in the beginning of the 20th century. In the second part, we'll turn to C.G. Jung, to understand and appreciate how beauty impacted his soul. In the third part, we'll continue to open our eyes to this deeper seeing in looking at excerpts from contemporary poets and writers. Thomas Merton, Annie Dillard, John O'Donohue, Marion Woodman. We'll find words for our own experiences of beauty. And in conclusion, we'll reflect upon where beauty leads us, the call of beauty, as we listen to Simone Weil and Michael McCarthy. In thinking of you who are listening, and thinking of people listening from different countries, I purposely reached out to writers and poets from different countries. C.G. Jung from Switzerland, Thomas Merton, Annie Dillard from the United States, John O'Donohue from Ireland, Marion Woodman from Canada, Simone Weil from France. If we see beauty in nature, it calls us to be custodians of our planet. If we see beauty in our fellow human beings, it calls us to be peacemakers. In this course, we'll look for ways to answer this call of beauty. So again, welcome to Seeing Beauty with Words. I'm happy to share with you my own fervent response to the call of beauty.